Of course, part of the great thing of being an Olympic gold medalist, very prominent sportswoman in Australia, you get companies flying all over you wanting to give you bags of cash, and so they should be giving you cash. Of course, the Land Rover that's right in front of us, magnificent Discovery. Of course, Pantone is all part of it. And also, of course, we've got ASICS have been fantastic in giving you boots and all that sort of thing.
As well as your new deal with Tradie Underwear.
It's important to get those sort of things on board, not only for the gear and the car, but also making a bit of cash and being a real example to other women out there that professional women can sell product. Some would argue, oh, it's a bit crude and it's a bit rude, but the fact is you're putting in more than 24 hours a day, let alone a week, to sort of to be part of this sort of experience that is a professional athlete. Some of us old fogies over the age of 40 ought to work out real quick that professional women's sport is a big, if not bigger in a lot of ways, than men's sport now.
Yeah, definitely. I think especially Land Rover, I'm incredibly grateful to them. They were sort of the first people to jump on board, have a little bit of belief in me and women's sport and the fact that we are marketable, because I guess until that point, yeah, it was a struggle to get any sort of sponsorship, and they kind of backed me before it even became as big as it is now, which is pretty cool. And I guess before there was this many girls playing rugby sevens, they had no idea how big it would become. But yeah, so to them especially, it's been awesome. And Pantene's new campaign is pretty great. It's all about getting more girls involved in sport for longer. And there's been research done that 54% of women are dropping out just because of self-doubt in themselves. And yeah, they've just released this Ribbon of Strength campaign, which is just about mental health and mental strength and the self-belief and just having having that faith in yourself that you're actually out doing. And just even if it's just socially to make friends and stay fit and mentally, I think it's a really great thing to do as play sport.
I think the great thing about women's sport, and it sounds very crass and very crude, but I think it's brought a lot of women together who've been sufferers of domestic violence. They've found an outlet to go out there and open up to other people. They've been able to take out some of their sadness, their disappointment, their rage out on a sporting field instead of just keeping it bottled in, and that just saves people from doing harm to themselves. And it's great to see with Paddy Ryan, he's got a campaign there with Petir trying to get people engaged in talking about these issues. And he had such an enormous high, Olympic gold medalist, finally an Olympian. Did you feel that period there afterwards where you just felt everything hit the ground there, even though there was great adulation, and you thought it was a bit false, as you say, and, you know, just not something that was real in a lot of ways?
Yeah, to an extent, but I still think I'm living my dream at the moment. Like, as a 15-year-old girl, I never thought that I'd be a professional athlete, so for me, there's always going to be highs and lows in whatever you do in life, and sport's just one of those things that, yeah, like, consistency is sometimes hard to keep, but for us, I think, yeah, I'm just living my dream. I'm doing it with a really good bunch of girls, and I think my family and my support system that I've kept over the last few years has been really important to me, and I think, yeah, we've just gone through the hard times all together.
Yeah, well, it's currently at the moment there as the girls rebuild. Fantastic effort in getting to the success last year. And the interesting thing about women's sevens is there's so many more nations now chasing you down.
Yeah.
You're the hunted now with the likes of France and also America really improving. Finally, are you doing any study at the moment, or is it just all-absorbing, being part of the seven-a-side circuit?
I've been doing a diploma in childcare, but very slowly. Lewis and I have recently, or like last year, bought a farm. So a lot of our time and energy away from rugby spent up there, and that's where we kind of see our future at the moment. So we've been putting a lot of our resources into that, and we enjoy it. We like being outside. We don't really like doing that sort of classroom sort of thing, but I'm also doing work with Child Fund and a Pass It Back program overseas, and hopefully we can integrate that into Australia and go out to more rural areas in, yeah, like Central Queensland, Northern Territory, and the top end of the Western Australia area, hopefully, and get some more kids involved with rugby sevens.
Well, if you want to find out more, just go to Child Fund, Pass It Back, just Google search it. I want to thank Charlotte for her time. We want to wish her all the best, all the success moving forward for not only her, but Lewis, and we hope many good times ahead, because certainly there's been plenty in the past, but it's great to look back and celebrate the past, but the forward is a pretty exciting thing as well.
Yeah, definitely. We're looking forward to it, and I think, yeah, we're someone to watch out for. We're not finished yet.